Well, the architecture of music is spoken in such a way as to have tensions in it and release. So you can in music, you can have a lot of tension and a lot of kind of pathos, and then the next moment, you can have release. And it's very magical that you can, you know, if you listen to a piece of music, a piece of classical music, one minute it's kind of very kind of like really tense and really kind of sinister. And the next minute, it's beautiful and pastoral and very harmonious and very peaceful. And so music, and maybe even more so than cinema, the cinema arts, it can take your mood where it is, give it an expression, and then resolve it. It's like it's a metaphor. It's like a story that takes you through an odyssey and then resolves it for you so that you're left feeling renewed and released. And so the constant release for me built into music. I kept turning to music for healing. And then when I started to learn, you know, music and learn the scales and learn how to sing, I learned how to sing melodies that express my present mood and then beautifully resolve it into a beautiful feeling. And, you know, there's a great story about that, like Bach, the classical musician, J.S. Bach. He discovered some tensions in music. There's one particular one that he was, I don't know whether he discovered it, but he used it a lot, was the dominant seventh. And the dominant seventh, when you play it, really wants you to go back to the mother tone of the music. So he would be lying in bed, and his children would play the dominant seventh on the piano while he was trying to get some sleep. And he couldn't sleep. He had to go down to the piano and resolve it so that the tension was released. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to go to sleep. I think my soul, all our souls have a little bit of that. You know, if there's a question and you know, somebody asks you a question and they say, you know, what are you about? You're left in a state of suspension until you answer that question. You know, you might say, I'm just making my way or whatever, but you'd release the tension pretty quickly. So music has that built into it, so you can consciously evoke tensions. So music has been beautiful for me like that because I found myself turning to it, particular types of music, finding that resolution that my ordinary life wasn't giving me.